With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Southern California firefighters have gained ground against a blaze that has destroyed at least 132 structures, mostly houses. California Highway Patrol Officer Gregory Baucock says the fire swept in as he was trying to assist a homeowner.
Parked the patrol car and saw the frenzy of them trying to grab stuff. And I unhooked the RV, and as we were pulling the RV down the driveway, you know, there's such thick smoke we could barely even see the house at that point. And patrol car didn't make it, but hey, that's okay. They're replaceable. People aren't.
In Camarillo, California resident Joey Parrish says that they had to leave their house very quickly as the flames came on.
We looked out the windows and saw a lot of smoke in the canyon, and cars going down the road with horns of blaring and get out of here, get out of here. And we grabbed the cat and my wife said, we got to get out of here now. And so that's what we left, with the clothes on our back. And that's about it.
Correspondent Shelley Adler reports that a date has now been set for President-elect Donald Trump to meet President Joe Biden for a cordial meeting at the White House.
President Biden will welcome President-elect Trump back to the White House in a few days. President Joe Biden extended the invitation in a congratulatory call with President-elect Trump earlier this week.
I assured him that I'd direct my entire administration to work with his team to ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
And that will begin this Wednesday when the two leaders meet in the Oval Office. While the post-election meeting is traditional, Trump did not host Biden for the get-together after the Republican lost the election in 2020. I'm Shelley Adler.
And this is SRN News. One Canadian province is tackling the issue of transgenderism, as Michael Harrington reports.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism is on the rise in this country, and most Americans are well aware of it. According to a new study released by the American Jewish Committee, three-quarters of the general public now believe anti-Semitism to be a problem here in the U.S. That percentage is even higher amongst those non-Jews who know somebody who is Jewish. About 90% of Americans say everybody is responsible for fighting the problem. This is SRN News. Charles de Ledesma reports on Russia striking the Ukrainian port city of Odessa.
Ukrainian officials say one person died and over a dozen people wounded, including two children, when a Russian drone hit a residential area in the port city of Odessa. Odessa administration footage captures the aftermath of the strike, with high-rise buildings in two residential complexes, private houses, the warehouses of a private company, and dozens of private cars severely damaged. One drone fell on the district of Avangard, where a large-scale fire broke out in a housing complex. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell arrived in Kyiv on Saturday to discuss European support for Ukraine, Russia's mounting an intensified aerial campaign that Ukrainian officials say they need more Western help to counter. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.